The Trump administration firmly keeping the door open to cooperating with Vladimir Putin to fight ISIS in Syria.
The president has been very clear in the past that if a country shares our commitment to defeating ISIS and we can work to them in an area of shared mutual concern, then we will do so.
But Russia is already moving beyond Syria, launching a new effort in Libya to exert its influence and change the security landscape in a country where there is still no central government, more than 5 years after Muammar Gaddafi was ousted. Top U.S. commanders now increasingly concerned.
What is Russia trying to do in Libya, General Waldheiser?
Senator, Russia is trying to exert influence on the ultimate decision of who becomes and what entity becomes in charge of the government inside Libya.
They're trying to do in Libya what they have been doing in Syria?
Yes, that's a good way to characterize it.
U.S. officials tell CNN in recent weeks, reconnaissance revealed at an airbase in western Egypt, just 60 miles from the Libyan border, Russian drones, aircraft, and personnel have arrived. Across the border, Libyan oil installations are not far away. Fighting has erupted between rival groups for control. The Russians deny they are in Egypt. The U.S. is trying to figure out how deeply involved Moscow will get inside Libya.
This doesn't only give them greater power in Africa, but it gives them a foothold in the Mediterranean on the southern edge of Europe where they can potentially threaten U.S. interests and those of U.S. allies. So this is a big deal.